This is the Goobs Podcast, a podcast where we talk just to talk. I just want to say a few things regarding the COVID-19 virus, the Wuhan virus, the whatever you want to call it virus. I know some of you are thinking about it on a daily basis. I also know some of you are trying to not think of it at all. And honestly, I think that's a good thing. Either way, it's a good thing. Anyway, what have you guys been up to? Are you catching up on that show? Are you guys learning how to cook? Are you noticing that some things in your life may be toxic? Are you trying to get rid of those toxic things? Are you going for walks? I mean, what are you guys learning? What's keeping you level during this time? I know I'm learning how to enjoy life outside. Heck, I've been doing some work with my dad, as some of you know, if you've been listening to my podcasts. And the majority of that work is outside and usually consists of something I have zero knowledge on. It's something new every single day, which is pretty cool. But I hope for the best for everyone. I know life is weird, it's strange at times, and you may even feel a bit lost, but luckily we're mostly all in the same boat. So perhaps you could say that life is strange for everyone. The pattern has changed its trajectory, but I think we're built to withstand certain things. We're meant to adapt and learn how to live under different conditions, and it will be interesting to see how everything pans out in our lifetime. What music will sound like, what will our morals and values be, how will technology affect us socially? Have you found out that your TV and phone were killing you softly? Would you give it up? I read some information about Wi-Fi and what it does and how we don't know the long-term effects. Free the free energy. I heard that the other day and still don't know what the hell it means, but you can imagine a world where we don't have to pay for Wi-Fi or electricity or gas. Like, can you imagine?
Crazy.
If we didn't have to pay for that stuff, I don't think that would ever happen, but it's been on my mind. Anyway, this is the Goobs Podcast. My name is Sean Evans, and I'm here with Chelsea Devins. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. So we got into it pretty deep out there.
We really did. We had like a huge heart-to-heart for like 25 minutes.
At least. I mean, time just flew by.
That got deep.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, I'm just... gotta face reality sometimes.
It's stupid, I mean, what do you mean by that? When you know, not to face reality. Like, what does it mean to you? Like, when like certain things that I guess you're meant to hear or like process in your mind, like finally get to a point where you can understand like a certain thing. It just kind of hits you in a certain spot, right? Yeah. Well. I feel that.
Hold on.
But anyway, you said that you wanted to talk about tattoos. Why exactly do you want to talk about tattoos? Like the ones that you want to get?
So many. I just want like a million of them. And I just keep thinking about it every day. I'm like, I want to go back to work just so I can get more tattoos. Which is the least logical thing right now. But, you know, gotta do what makes you happy, right?
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, if it makes you happy... or, you know, having art on your body.
All right, let's talk about this.
All right, hit me.
Every single tattoo that you can get right now, what the heck would you get? If you had an unlimited amount of, like, tattoo gift certificates or money or whatever it is, and you can just get tatted up head to toe, boom, right now. It doesn't have to be every single one, but a majority. Majority.
Well... you know, I have the chest piece. Right. And you know, I have some on my left arm. Mm-hmm. But there's some on my left arm that I don't know yet if I want to keep. And I don't know if I want to get rid of them or find like something that could go around them or go over them. And I really want to get like Japanese. Like, I want to get a Japanese sleeve on my left arm, but it cuts like mid forearm, I guess.
See, with this one, I feel like just because it's, I don't know, I feel like it's like you. To be honest, like, it's just, it's part of you. It's tattooed on you. You've had it on you.
I got this jailhouse. I got a lot of jailhouse tattoos.
I'm telling you, like, every
single thing. Not that I went to jail, all right? So
put something on your body for a reason. You knew how permanent that was going to be when you got it. You weren't just thinking, oh, 5 years from now, like, I can just get something else. Like, there was a reason for it at one point in your life. So why don't you, I don't know, kind of just like do something in the background to make that stand out so you can be like, okay, I had that part of my life and that part of my life made me who I am today. So it's like, that's part of me.
Wow, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
See, I wanted to talk to you about this because, you know, that owl on my forearm, mm-hmm. I've been like very like tired of seeing it in a way, but three people in my life, you included, three people in my life said you should keep it. The first one was my brother, Adam. Shout out to Adam, who lives in Austin, Texas.
Hey, Adam.
But my brother said you should keep it. Don't cover them. Keep it because that's you. And that's what he said. You know, and I really appreciate him for saying that. The second one was Logan. We were in his car the other day. And we were just driving around, I guess. And I was like, I guess we were talking about tattoos. And I told him about wanting to cover the owl up. And he was like, dude, don't. I love it. I'm like, you're fucking with me.
It makes you you. I don't know. It's always like one of the first things I see when I look at you sometimes. And it's just, you know, it's like, there's Shawnee. There's the fucking owl. There's my Shawnee.
There's my Shawnee. Oh, shit. No, but I feel that. So I get a Japanese sleeve on my left. I want to get some leg work done. There's a lot of stuff I want to do. Yeah, left. And I also hit my right. But like the whole acting industry, like I know there are some actors, models who are in the industry, you know, who have tattoos and they're pretty successful for the most part. I don't really, you know how you can measure success, but they seem like they're killing it. And these are the, you know, people who have tattoos. And for a long time, I would not go to like an agency to, you know, go to their open calls or anything because I was like, damn, I'm going to get there and they're going to look at my tattoos and be like, no. But the truth is, you know, I showed my first agent, Alexis and Victoria at Modern Muse. Shout out to Modern Muse in Orlando. They looked at my tattoos and they didn't say anything about them. And they didn't say anything bad. You know, like they're like, oh, okay, you have tattoos. Okay, this is good. And I'm like, is that okay? And they're like, yeah, totally, it's okay.
Tattoos make people so different. Yeah. Like, that's the thing though. Like, you can pick, say you're doing, they're doing, okay, what's like a good movie that I can pick right now? Okay, the first thing I thought of, like, say they're filming for the movie Grown Ups and they want some goofy, funny guy. Okay, you got Adam Sandler. They want some, like, hardcore like dad guy, like boom, that's gonna book you right there for, I don't know, that didn't make any sense when it came out of my mouth, but when
I know
in my
what
head
saying.
It made so much more sense. I feel like that's like what makes somebody who they are in a way. It makes them different from everybody else. Like, you can all be singers, but you're gonna sing it like one person can sound like freaking Reba and one person can sound like Hillary Duff. Wow, that's the worst comparison ever.
I don't think anybody has really heard Hillary Duff.
God. I don't know where that
Does
came
she
from.
Sing?
Okay, so like Reba and Beyonce. Yes, I have a whole CD that's Hillary Duff.
God.
That's my girl right there.
I don't
there.
Know if I can do this.
You can totally do this. You'll love her. That song about the rain, we'll listen to it later. It's so good. I used to really get into my feels. I was like six. Anyway.
Sorry, but I'm busy.
Anywho.
Yeah, so I can't do later. I'm
okay,
busy.
That's fine. It's okay.
Yeah, can't listen
take
to that
a rain
song.
Track on that
yep.
one. Anywho, yeah,
what'd you
comparison,
say?
Difference. Anyway, so tattoos. I know
yeah.
I'm gonna steal it.
So yeah, I want to get a lot of tattoos, but so I get the Japanese tattoos. It would have like or the sleeve. I would have like koi, some Japanese waves. Maybe like a dragon.
You got me hooked on those Japanese waves.
They're cool, right?
You really did.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Like, one of the ones that I want to get, we'll talk about me after, but one of the ones I want to get is a fucking Japanese wave, and I'm like,
yeah, you've been talking about it.
I'm so excited, and I have so many, just go, 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 go.
Well, I mean, the only really tattoo that I really want to get next is, I want to get that alien tattoo.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You've been talking about that one for, like, a while.
A while, dude, and I just want to...
I say a while, but I haven't even, like, we haven't worked together for a year yet.
I know.
I feel like it's been, like, 10 years. I'm sick of you already.
Yeah, I don't really like you that much.
Me neither.
But it's whatever.
It's cool. It's something for now. You know?
Yeah. Definitely. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your honesty.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
I do.
It's not. It's not honest.
All right. But yeah, so I would get that. But the Japanese tattoo that you want to get, it's on your arm and it's like two bands.
It's like a band, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so bands, what do you mean? Like a line that goes around?
It's like a whole like belt type looking band that goes around with the little like... 2 inches right above my elbow, and I want to get the moon, the waves, a mountain, and maybe a sun.
With the Japanese waves.
Right. I want to get that around my arm. I want to get on the back of my arm because I have, you know, like the scorpion and the flowers and everything. I want to get that on the like right here. I want to get a really pretty big like lilac flower bush type of thing. And then...
You recently got a Johnny Cash tattoo. How do you feel about that? You love Johnny Cash.
Okay, I love the Johnny Cash tattoo, but I got the Johnny Cash tattoo for $20 because I paid another $20 for a heart that is in the shape of like a, has like devil horns and a tail on it. And I regret that so much because my parents are so religious. And if they find out about it, they might beat my freaking butthole. So I'm like... kind of scared for them to see it. I mean, I got it on Valentine's Day, and it's going to be May this weekend, and they still haven't found it. But it's on my stomach, and, you know, like, I walk around with, like, short shirts on, and I have to, like, literally hold them up so my parents don't find out, and I hate it. I regret it. I want to fix it so bad. I want to keep the Johnny Cash part because live and die for that man. I love him so much.
Yeah, you've been listening to Johnny Cash your whole life.
I won't. I hate the heart. I want to get like a butterfly or like a guitar or maybe like June Carter's signature or just maybe like, I don't know. There was like lyrics that I heard. It's like God's going to cut you down. It's a Johnny Cash song. I kind of want to see if I can
like
maybe.
That song.
Yeah, me too. I want to see if maybe I can like interpretate. What was that word?
Interpret something
into that. I don't know. I just want to get rid of the stupid heart with the devil horns. I don't know who I thought I was in the moment, you know.
How does that song go? Could you just do that for me?
Sooner or later, God's gonna cut you down. It's a really
I hear the train is coming.
It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sun since.
I don't know when, but I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Yeehaw now, everybody.
Time keeps dragging on.
Yeah, buddy.
I love that man. I really do. I have a bird.
Well, he's gone.
Okay.
He's gone. He's in a better place.
Exactly. So he's no threat. So chill. You're bought.
Chill.
I have a whole Johnny Cash poster. I got that man tatted on me. Live and breathe the ring of fire. You heard?
Dude, no.
Okay, anyway, change the subject. So then on my side, like right here, going down, like right through my hip and like maybe on my thigh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Extension cord. And maybe right here, I want to get like, I don't know, I have this weird thing with flowers. I just really freaking love flowers. But I want to get like a snake.
Yeah, that's cool.
I used to
like
want
snakes.
An octopus, but I couldn't get into that. But I want to get like a, so like maybe this could... I don't know.
Logan
has
an octopus, and I've never seen an octopus tattoo, and it's actually dope.
See,
it's on his forearm.
I really, really wanted one just because they like the ocean and stuff like really interests me. So I was like, wow, that could be really freaking cool.
That would be sick.
But then I was like, I looked on Pinterest and I looked at like other people's tattoos and stuff, and I'm like, I don't think I ever would want that on me. Like no, like they're beautiful sometimes, but like I don't know. You know when you look at a tattoo and you're like, wow, I really, really want that on me. And then you look at other tattoos and you're like, why would I do that? Like, that's just, it's not the one that tickles my fancy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I got you.
So I really, really want a snake.
That's cool.
Like right here or even on this side. I want to do something with this because I feel like it's boring, which is just two flowers. This is my first tattoo. I got it matching with my mom. Her first tattoo, her first and only tattoo, actually. And then I got my dad's birthday on me. Yeah.
That's a lot.
And then right here, I have this planned right here. It's going to be, it's like up my nose. But I'm going to get both of my grandmothers like saying love you, like grandma.
Yeah.
And like in their handwriting right on top of these flowers so that when the other flowers come up, they like bloom into it. And it kind of all just matches together.
That's cool. There's definitely an aesthetic of flowers on that arm,
I
which is really cool.
Flowers.
Yeah, they
I
look good.
I freaking love flowers. Flowers, leaves, all that stuff. Yeah.
So you named all your tattoos. All right, so.
I named them.
You went over them.
This one's Phil. This one's Sarah. This one's
all right,
Noelle.
Right. Yeah, that's good to know. Noelle, huh?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a pretty name.
Thank you. Wait, I'm gonna show you this.
I got my tribe. All right, so I got my tribe tattoo.
Shut your eyes, but you don't understand by just looking at
and
it.
I don't really want to talk about it just yet because I want this announcement to be with my brother one day. I think to talk about like you know my I don't know if you guys know, but I'm 50% First Nation Native American, And my mother was 100% Chippewa, Ojibwa, and I'm from Canada. And my brother had given me some information about our mother's maiden last name or whatever. I believe that's correct. And I want to release that name with my brother, you know. So, you know, we can connect that to whatever we're doing, hopefully. And like a way to represent our people, you know. Anyway, I have that name of the tribe on my leg. I have a rose beneath that. Then I have a Friday the 13th tattoo. It says, "Speak to me." It's a little Ouija piece with a skull hand holding it. I got the number 3 because everything seems to happen in threes. I like 3. Yeah.
Did you get these two together?
Yes.
Are you going to ever get that shaded or anything?
You know, I don't really know. I don't know if I want to just add more roses to that, to this name. Mm-hmm. You know, just like add roses around. I think, you know, with time, the idea will come.
Would you ever get anything for your mom on it?
You know, the truth about that is I don't really know my mom. And the panther symbolizes her.
Okay.
You know, so. Oh, yeah. So I got the chest piece, the panther, and the side rose pieces.
It's like my favorite one. It's so cool.
Yeah, I love it.
It looks so good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank the artist. Like
Annabelle.
Shout out to Annabelle. Yes. Thank you. But anyway, that one hurt the most. I still have to go back for one more shading, I believe. Get the white, get some more red in the flowers, get some more black in the panther. But, yeah, that story about the panther, I told you about it already, the ghost. So I was living with my grandparents at the time, and they invited my brother and me to North Carolina to go whitewater rafting. And I was probably about 9 or 10. And so we decided to go with him, and it took about, you know, it seemed like it took forever, but we finally get to North Carolina. We get to this hotel, and, you know, it's the basic hotel. You open the door, you got one bed, and then you have the desk with the lamp and the Bible in the second drawer.
Oh, Lord.
And then you got the another bed, and then you have the bathroom in the back. You know, very simple. And I remember it just like it was yesterday, but we go to sleep immediately because we had to wake up early in the morning. So we go to sleep, and I remember waking up at 11 o'clock, 11 something, but I just remember it was 11 o'clock at night, and the room was pitch black, and I could hear my pop snoring. My brother was in the bed with me, I believe, and I look at the end of my bed, and I see this panther, and I don't believe it to this day, but at that time, I was 9 or 10, and I wasn't influenced by anyone to even know what hallucinations were, you know. So I don't really know if that was, you know, my mind playing tricks on me or not, because it was so real. So I see this panther at the end of my bed, and it scared the shit out of me.
That's crazy.
It scared the shit out of me, and I couldn't move. I remember that I couldn't move, and the hair on my back was standing up, and I was just so scared, like I was paralyzed. I remember closing my eyes when I had like the courage to do. Close my eyes, and then I roll over, and I don't know if my brother wouldn't wake up or anything. So I waited a little bit, and I turned back around to see if it was still there, because by this time I'm assuming I was awake or whatever, and it was right in my face, like where you are. It was like right in my face. Anyway, years pass. I'm talking like 10 years pass, and I'm with some friends here in Florida, and we were all, you know, talking about ghosts. We had recently done a Ouija board. And my good friend at that time, his father had passed away from cancer. And we tried to do a Ouija board to contact his father. And we, you know, we had a Jesus candle and everything. And sure enough, like, the dude got in contact with him. And I can't explain it. I don't promote anybody out there to do a Ouija board. But we did a Ouija board, and it worked. And it was very eerie to this day to think that something like that could work. But anyway, I was around those kind of people. And one of my friends said, you know, I'm kind of into like, you know, animals and like spirituality and stuff. And I looked into it, and panther symbolizes mother figure. And then there was somebody else from my tribe who said the same thing. And I was like, damn. So that was definitely a thing. God. But that was like way before her passing. But I didn't find out until after her passing. You know what I mean? So I don't really know. I didn't understand it until after her death. But she visited me when she was alive. You know, as a ghost or a panther. Like, I don't understand you know, I can't put it together.
It's your spirit knowing it's going to happen.
Yeah, I guess.
Everybody knows when they're going to die. You just don't know it until you die, if that makes sense. You want to hear the creepiest thing that's ever happened to me? And now that you said that, it like kind of reminded me of it. And I don't really don't even think I told anybody before in my entire life.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a scoop.
Holy crap. And I'm just sitting here like getting like freaked out about it. We've only been doing this for 20 minutes. Wow, I feel like it's been like hours. I mean, holy cow.
People are getting a lot of information. Oh, they're like, holy shit, man.
So let me just give you the backstory really quick. So growing up, we were always super duper close with my mom's mom, my grandma. We were literally at her house all the time, super close to her. Oh my God, it was crazy. She actually came down here with us when we moved down here. She like helped us move in. I drove with her. My one brother drove with my mom. My other brother drove with my dad, and we all kind of just followed each other. We moved from New Jersey about like, 12 years ago. I don't even know at this point. Oh my God, this is like freaking me out. But 2 or 3 years after we moved down here, my grandma died. And I remember, like, the exact moment, like, it happened and everything. Because I was sleeping, and my room was, like, a den, and my mom, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to get into all that stuff. But long story short, we had to go back up to New Jersey to clean out her apartment for her and to, like, go to the funeral and all that. And I remember she died in her apartment. Like, when we got there, there was still, like, the hospital bed because she had cancer. So she, like, the hospital bed was still there and, like, all this stuff. And I remember I was sleeping on the couch. My mom was sleeping on a couch. My brothers were sleeping on a blow-up mattress. And I think my dad was sleeping on the recliner because she didn't have a bed because it was just a hospital bed in there. And nobody wants to sleep on a dead person's hospital bed. But, oh, my God. So I just remember, like, not being able to fall asleep, like, at all that night. Like, at all. And I just remember, like, sitting there. And to get into her apartment, you had to walk up these stairs. And they had, like, this, like, railing. And you just, when you're sitting in the living room where her TV was, it was against the railing. So you just look right over like her stairs, and then her bedroom, her bathroom, her kitchen are all on the other side of the hall. And we were all like sleeping in the living room, and I was the only one awake. And I just remember like being, I felt like I was wide awake, but I don't know if I was or not, but I just remember like being wide awake and just sitting there and like staring at my grandma like the whole entire night. And it was like, people tell you, they're like, you know, like you have a feeling when somebody's in the room with you, like there's a ghost there, like a spirit or something like that. And I have never in my entire life, like I tell Sean this all the time, I'm like, I don't think I've ever had like a real ghost experience before. Like just sitting here and thinking about it now, it's like, you know, when there's a present in the room and you don't realize you know it until it's actually happening. And sitting here and thinking about it now, it's like she was literally like sitting with me. Like, she was sleeping with me. She was having a whole-on conversation with me, and nobody... It was 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, like, she was dead. She was freaking dead, but it was just... She was right there, and I don't know. Whoa, that freaked me the fuck... That freaks me
out.
Damn,
ghost stories. Do you have any more? Because I got a few in the arsenal.
I'm telling you,
I got a few in the arsenal.
And what you said before reminded me of that completely, and that's, like, the only thing that I have...
You know, some people would probably say that these phenomenons that occur in our life could be caused by, you know, trauma. And maybe this is our mind trying to cope with whatever is going on.
You want to hear something else, too? I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but I have to add this while we're talking about it. The night I wrecked my car. You see this ring?
Okay, there's a ring on your middle finger, your left arm.
Look how busted it is. It's not even a real circle.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
It's busted.
My grandma, the one that I just told you about,
yeah.
She found this on the top of a dumpster. She lived in an apartment complex, and she was letting the garbage out one day, and it was sitting on like the little ledge of like the dumpster when she was letting her garbage out. Right? She found it and gave it to me. Okay? Nobody ever says anything about this ring. They always compliment my opal every time. I have never had anybody compliment this ring. I was getting my nails done the night that I wrecked my car, right before I went to go babysit. I was getting my nails done. And I sat in the nail salon, and the lady next to me told me how gorgeous and beautiful this ring was. Such an amazing ring, this, that, and the other thing. She went on about it, right? Never had anybody said anything to me. 4 hours later, wrecked my car and almost died. How I didn't die, I don't know. But you tell me right there, somebody wasn't watching me. You tell me that right now. And my friend Andrew, super close with this kid, who's my best friend up in New Jersey, first person I ever met. We grew up together. The day after the 4th of July, he wrecked his car and died. Yeah. I found out through my mom when I was working at the gym. She texted me and told me. And the only reason we didn't go to the funeral or anything is because we had no money. But yeah, worst thing ever in my entire life. And the song, what's the song called? Oh my God. Fuck, I'm not going to remember now. It's by Guns N' Roses. We used to sing it all the time. Fuck, don't tell me that. That's what it is. That's really? Literally the fucking song. Yes, Take Me Down to Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Yes, that song. We used to sing that. Listen to me. We used to sing that every single day on the bus together because we would sit together on the bus. We would sing it every single day on the way to school. That song came on in the car that night. So that song and then my mom's ring. Tell me how I didn't die.
Yeah, you were definitely, you know, clearly it wasn't your time to go.
Sean, I'm telling you right now, I don't tell anybody this stuff.
Well, you're telling people in Canada. I just saw the analytics. We got some people in United Emirates. I don't know if that's even how you pronounce it, but we got people. I think that's it. We got United States, Canada. Yeah, I mean, you got people listening, maybe, and that's the whole like idea of this podcast. I just want to talk, and I'm tired of just not being able to say what I'm feeling, you know. So that's what this whole, you know, it's for all of that, so you can get it out. And if somebody likes listening to it, then awesome, you know. Maybe we help somebody feel like, I guess, like they're not alone. Man, ghost stories kind of freak me out, but they used to freak me out. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it did get deep. It's and real. That's like something I've never heard before, like from you. You never told me this.
I don't tell.
Which is like, I don't care. You know what I mean? But it's like, wow.
I'm not that type of person. I don't open up like that. Sean's like the only person I open up to. It's crazy. I want to paint that room.
Dr. Phil here.
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil here.
On the agenda.
And how do you feel about that?
Send me away to a camp.
Oh, dude, you saw that? Dr. Phil is sending you to the ranch.
Oh no. Oh.
Dude, he did a TikTok.